I don't know, the newsletter of Rocky, what the newsletter of your newsletter says about today, my talk. Can you hear me? No? I don't know exactly the newsletter of the Lofty says about my talk, maybe Zen and the writing. But in the newsletter of Zen Center, it says so word and spirit. You see this newsletter? In the back page, it says word, W-O-R-D, and its spirit. A word is a picture, once warm, hot, and body, lie behind it. One's actual body temperature and the personal scent are enclosed. And then I quoted Dogen Zenji Zen Master's founder of Soto Zen. He says, one sentence discloses the strength of one's whole life. The whole body is one sentence. The whole body is radiant light. The whole body is the whole body. Whole means whole universe. You use very often. The whole universe, whole body, wholeness, you can use. But it's pretty difficult to understand the definition of a wholeness. I think wholeness is kind of the intimacy with the time and place and person, and which, and also it is very kind, compassionate. It is very close with you, with time, with space, with the place. This is a whole, too close to know. That is a whole, we say. Okay? Is that clear? So if you say whole body, there is no space to discriminate between you and your body. So whole body means exactly one. Your body, and wholeness means something, many things, something is very close to you, as kind, as compassionate, as intimate. That is the wholeness. And also, when you see the body as a whole, that time you can see your body now not as a one being, but also with many beings. Many beings around your body. So that is Dogen Zen dimensions. The whole body is one sentence. So one sentence discloses the strength of one's whole life. So if you use one sentence, one phrase, and one word, or whatever, grand word, so-called wow. Even the grand word is completely disclosing your whole life. Yes, it is. Don't you think so? Because I can say wow, and you can say wow, but a completely different between you and I. We are using the same word, we are in the same situation, and we express in the same way using your tongue, using your head, consciousness, and using your cultural background, But when you express it, there is a completely something different. Okay? So, word is completely disclosing your whole life. So, in other words, from the picture, panorama picture of your whole life through the one sentence, I think it is kind of a picture, drawing a picture of your life. That is a one sentence and one phrase, and also writing. Writing is activities. Writing is activity means that writing is exactly the same as climbing the mountain, swimming in the ocean, swimming, and climbing, and playing the music, piano, playing, very active. Activity in dynamism. This is writing. Okay? So if you are exactly right in the middle of playing the piano, I think your life is exactly there with composer, piano, and music, rhythm, and circumstances, note, keys, all things exactly there within the activity of playing with piano. That is called disclose your whole life. So writing is exactly disclosing your whole life. Exactly same as climbing the mountains and playing a piano and whatever it is, walking on the street and playing a football, and exactly same. So that's why Dogen Zenji mentions one sentence discloses the strength of one's whole life. And also at that time, your whole one sentence becomes very warm. And the temperature. You can feel warm, the temperature, and also your scent. Personal scent, yeah. Not stinky, sometimes stinky. Pretty nice, personal sense. Yeah. Beyond your explanation, you know. But if you read it, there is a something. So I think I would like to say a little bit about the spirit of the word. Spirit of the word is kind of, how can I say this? It is not merely the verbal explanation of something, but drawing a picture of something with many beings around, drawing a picture. That is spirit. Anyway, spirit of word. We try to express something fantastic and wonderful within the word, using the word. But most of people don't know how to use a word in the fantastic whole universe, fantastic situation of the whole universe. We can express whole universe using the word, but we don't know how to use a word in the universe. Do you understand that one? Two different aspects there. You try to analyzing, synthesizing, and learning the technique how to write. You know, that is the kind of school education. If you go to school and teacher teaches to you how to write the, poet and the novels itself. Okay? But that is wonderful. And then finally, through the technique and through the theory and through the philosophy, you can express something more than you. If you try to express yourself in a word, but something more than you try to express. You try to express something more than you think. Okay? So that is the kind of through the you in a word, people can understand something wonderful more than person you can see. Like, as you know pretty well, Rilke. Rilke says, Orpheus. He says, all things, all tall tree in the air. You know, this expression is through the word, something coming up, something stick out instantly. You don't know what it is. If you read all things, all high tree in the ear. In other words, if you sing song in your ear, there is a high tree. Can you imagine? So through this expression, I think something instantly sticks out right in front of you. Or Dogen then mentions, he says like this, a cuckoo sings and a mountain bamboo splits in two. This is one of the Dogen Zenji's experience in China when his teacher talks about the Buddha's teaching to his disciple, his monk. I think here is a story, it's a little bit story. Shall I read? Maybe so. But it's not so long. I found his sermon at its height. Quietly, I stood behind the monks to overhear it. He told them a story of when the Zen master Fa Chang stayed on Mount Taimei. When his sermon came to the matter of Fa Chang practicing himself, wearing a lotus leaf as the Buddha's robe, and eating a pine nut. I think how poor he was. His life was very poor, simple. Many monks shed tears. He dwelt on how Shakyamuni Buddha spent a period of training on Bachua Peak. The large audience shed tears. Before the previous verse was uttered, he said, the training period is drawing near even on Mount Tiantang. It is spring now, not cold, not hot. A good season for practicing Zazen meditation. You must be strenuous in your Zazen sitting. Thereafter, he struck the right side of his chair once with his right hand, saying, enter the room, means come to my room and talk about the Buddha's teaching, individually and personally. Enter the room. He said nothing other than the word to enter the room. And then he said, a cuckoo sings and mountain bamboo splits in two. So, I think this is simple expression, but I think there is something all of a sudden instantly sticks out in front of you through if you read this sentence. So I think the spirit of the word has a 2 points. One is you have to express something more than you think through the word. For instance, if you want to draw the rose on the table, okay, then you have to draw a picture of the rose on the table, and also not only the rose, you have to draw a picture of the vase. Even though you can draw the vase, sometimes is not settled down on the table, a little bit crooked, you know. So you have to exactly draw the picture of the vase settling down on the table. It's not so easy. So you have to anyway draw, and also not on the table, but also you have to draw the table and also air and the circumstances and season, you know, warmness, spring, autumn. How can you draw this one? But there is no other things except brush and watercolor and paper. That's it. And you're thinking. So if you write something, write down something, you have to write down what you have thinking, what you are thinking, but simultaneously you have to write down something more than what you are thinking. I don't know what it is, but you have to do it. This is a writer's practice, don't you think so? painter's practice. What is a painter's practice? What is a musician's practice? Musician can play the piano with ten fingers. But he or she has to play the piano with her body and mind, the composers and the audience, the whole circumstances, and within the note, within the piano, and then create oneness. You know, how can you play piano? That is the practice of pianist. That is the practice of painter, practice of writer, you know, mountaineer, whoever you are. Okay? So that is the 1 point. So in other words, here is an example. Mingled branches of a palm tree put forth instantly 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 or innumerable blossoms, taking no pride in their purity and fragrance. This kind of expression, if you read this one, I think you can see something. You can see something sticking out immediately in front of you through the word plum tree. Okay, and then that is the 1 point. If you really use the spirit of the word, second, you have to put the name on it, even though you don't know what it is. And then that name is whatever you say. You can name it as grasses and bamboo and mountain bamboo or high tree or your ear or whatever. But it is not the name with your self-conceived view. But in terms of, you have to name it in terms of the place where oneself and the other can take each other's hands and acknowledge each other's existence. So, you have to put the name on it. Dogen then says, sticking your fist, sticking out your fist is the whole world in the 10 directions. You don't understand what it is. But through reading this, this word, I think sticking out one fist is the whole world. Something there. You don't know what it is. And then, secondly, he put the name on it, so-called sticking out your fist. And next, that is a whole world. So something sticks out instantly means drawing a picture of whole world. Drawing a picture, the picture of the rows with many things, base, table, and circumstances, and seasons, and also your feeling and mind, your career, your past life, your present life, your future life. You have to draw the picture. Okay? That is through the picture, you have to immediately show it. People feel it. Even though you don't understand the picture, you don't have any idea of a picture. You have to first stand up right in front of the masterpiece. Then you feel something. Everyone experiences this. What is it? I don't know. If you ask by somebody, what is it? What makes you, move you? You don't know. But immediately you feel this. Then that is a something anyway. That something is named as a masterpiece picture, you know. Sometimes as a bamboo, sometimes from tree, sometimes anyway, fist like this. Okay. So, I always mentions about the poem by Bacho, you know, all the ponds. A frog jumps into and pops. This simple expression, all the puns. A frog jumps into pop. If you read this poem, immediately you can see something there. Don't you think so? Mm-hmm. What is it? If you ask for what it is named old pond. It is named sometimes a frog. And it is sometimes named frog. That's it. It is the name of a noun, name of an old pond which has a lot of history, something more than your knowledge. And the frog is tiny creature. Many, very often you ignore its existence, you know. And also, you cannot see the sound, just invisible creature there. But it is very active. And also through this noun and the word, all the pond, frog, and the just sound, and then around this word, the name, you can see the very quiet, tranquil mountain circumstances. What is it? I don't know. That tranquility comes up immediately through this word. And then this tranquility, calmness, is named all the pond, frog, and pot. That's it. And also, it is always acting. Okay? All the pond is connected with the frog, and also water connected with, linked with, very closely with the pond, all the pond, and also frog. So very naturally, that poem expresses whole world. Everything is intimate, very closely, and very kind. So, and relating to each other, anyway, that is really active, very active. That is panorama picture of circumstances, where all sentient beings exist and walking hand in hand, and also can acknowledge their each other existence and walking hand in hand. Okay, so how can we practice this one? This is a little bit of practice we have to do. You have to practice openness. Your mind must be open first, because already whatever you want to write, writing is exactly activity of your life, disclosing the present, past, present, future. Anyway, so there is already many beings exist with you, right in the middle of all sentient beings, which exist in peace and harmony. Then you can have opportunity to write down something. Otherwise, you can never have any chance to write down. Okay. So first of all, open your heart. This is most important. And then second, you and your consciousness, writing is your thought. Thought is a thinking. The word is a thinking. Without thinking, you cannot use a word. The writing is the total function of your thinking and the word. Then you can write it down. Okay? So, your writing as activity, activity as a writing, and also your thinking should be working in peace and harmony together. That is called oneness, concentration. Just like climbing the mountains, climbing the rock mountains. You exactly stick to the rock because there is no choice. You have to stick to the, anyway, you have to be one with the rock, you know, whatever you think, anyway. So that is the most important. Open your heart and then be one with your object. That is the second. Be free from your past, present, future, and memory too. You have lots of memory, you have lots of ideas, you know, but if you become one with the rock and mountains, your memories, your heredities, your ideas, and times, past, present, future, are completely free from you. Like driving a car, you have lots of ideas, traffic rules, and also you have lots of idea of philosophical life when you drive a car, and how to live, how to laugh, and how to study. So you have lots of ideas, concept. But when you drive a car, you are completely free from memory. But free from memory doesn't mean that you are completely ignore the memory. Memory is with you, but it doesn't bother you. Rules, regulations are exactly with you. When you completely be one with the car, driving, that time exactly there. Okay? That is called no mind, we say. The third, no mind. You have to practice no mind. Very naturally, you can go up to the third stage, so called no mind. If you become one with the driving car, naturally, you can experience oneness. So, no mind. At that time, you don't recognize who you are. Anyway, but even though you don't know who you are exactly present with a car. And sharing yourself with a car. And the cars around you, and freeways, and people's the passengers, and anyway you can share. And rules and regulations, all things, weathers and the snows, etc. So, very naturally, experience of oneness is oneness let you be free from personal life, individuality, complete beyond, because you are one. You are acting with the cause and itself. Fourth, the activity as a riding, as a driving, as a climbing the mountains, and also the circumstances where your activity is going should be one. Okay. So very naturally, you are host. You are host for the circumstances. You are host for you. So that's why wherever you may go, driving a car, immediately something happens, you are still host of the car circumstance. So you can put the brake immediately according to the rule and the regulation. Okay? And compassion, kindness, etc. through your consciousness, immediately you can put the brake. So very naturally it's working. So in Zen Buddhism we say, be master of yourself wherever you may be. That time truth is manifested. Okay? That is a fact. Truth is what? Peace. Car, you, and also car, many cars around you, freeway, season, all drawn in the pictures, and moving constantly in peace and harmony. This is a big master of yourself, so-called truth. Okay. Writing the activity as a writing is activity from moment to moment, separated each individual activity. I'm writing now, next moment you are writing now something, next moment you are writing something. So all are separated. So between the two activity and the writing is separated, but through this separation, you can experience something flow of energy, kind of a sparkling light between the minus and plus. Is that clear? Something there. That is called kannodoko in Japanese, so called inspiration there. Inspiration. You don't know what it is, but if you practice like this, very naturally, it's a separation. Writing a separately from moment to moment, but something together. Something makes you together, makes your life together with something else. That is the so-called coexistent place where everyone lives in peace and harmony. Last point is autotelic nature of the flow. If you experience the flow of energy between the two activities in a different moment, okay, and then you can experience the flow of energy, which makes your life peaceful and active in peace and harmony. That is a flow of experience. Flow experience. Constantly is going. So continuous effort is going. You can't stop it. Even though you climb the mountain and reach the top of the mountains, but your energy is still going. You don't want to stop climbing. Still you want to go on and on. So top is not place where you are standing now. Top is moving. So that's why if you become a mountaineer, you become a constantly climb the mountain, which makes your life professional and great adept. As the mountaineer, adept of a mountaineer. And if you become a painter, constantly you want to paint it. You know, if you paint a masterpiece, and then that is exactly the same as reach the top of the mountain, but energy is constantly going. You cannot stop it. Something compels you to do it. So that is a continuous effort, which is go in and out between different individual activities. Okay? And then that is so called autotelic nature of flow, constantly going. So very naturally, I think justification for writing something is what? Do you have some reason? Justification for writing something is just writing. Just writing. Just the flow of writing, or whatever it is, whatever you do, a ballet dancer, or musician, or the football player, or country skier, anyway, whatever you do, finally what you have to do is you just practice the flow of writing, flow of skiing, flow of swimming, flow of climbing the mountains. And then that effort makes you professional and adept before you think of it. So Dogen Zenji mentions the practice is just to walk in the mist before you are conscious. You can get your dress wet. So what is the practice? Practice of music, practice of writing, practice of football games. Is there some guarantees which makes you famous? No guarantee. But there is a great guarantee that is a universal guarantee. What is it? Just writing. This is a great guarantee for you. Just dancing, exactly every day, under all circumstances, you have to just dancing, constantly, beyond the famous or not famous, just to continue, flow of dancing, then that makes you professional and famous, naturally. Okay? That is called Zen writing. Zen football, for Zen counseling, you can say, for Zen, well, how can I say, Zen poet, Zen perfume, you know the Zen perfume? Doesn't matter. But whatever you are participating, okay, this is the universal basic practice open to everyone. Okay? Whether you believe in a certain religion or not, it doesn't matter. Because you're human beings. Human beings can be qualified to exist wherever you are. Now when you live, through the living, you can learn a lot about your life. Through your life, you can learn the life of that toilet paper, life of trees, life of your clothes, life of these guys, life of Zen Center, life of America. You can learn a lot. And also myriad beings which exist. You will have to learn day by day. Then this is great religion. So it's not necessary to use a religion on purpose. Even though you don't use a religious term, still there is a great opportunity to learn human life, and you can practice spiritual life. But it's pretty hard for us, because we have already preconception. What is the religion? Religion must be belief something. So if you don't have a belief which you want to depend on, then you are very restless. But even though you don't have, all you have doesn't matter. Still there is an opportunity. What is the opportunity? This is not only religion. It is open in everywhere. Writing and sports and also your job, your professional job. Housewife, cleaning the room, whatever you do, you can learn. But it's difficult for us to carry the constancy day by day by yourself, because it is too simple to practice. And also it is too usual. And it's not special. So that's why it's very difficult to carry on every day for long run. That's why we need the help. Okay? That's why you need the guidance. Okay? Who knows? Who knows the panorama picture of human life, human world? That is pretty good. That is a teacher of the musician, music, teacher of the writing, teacher of sports. What I want to say tonight, if you have questions, please. I think if you, and this morning I mentioned a little bit to the students, and if you don't understand what I said tonight, that's all right. But here is a good reference you can learn, written by American. Okay? His teaching is pretty close to the Zen Buddhism itself. That is the title of the book is Beyond Boredom and Anxiety. Beyond Boredom and Anxiety. It's a very expensive book. And the author's name is very complicated. I can't pronounce it. But maybe I try to pronounce his name, Mihaly. Csikszentmihalyi. Mihaly means M-I-H-A-L-Y. Csikszentmihalyi means C-S-I-K-S-Z-E-N. T-M-I-H-A-L-I-A. So you can find this book. I tried to find this book in that bookstore in Square.
Oregon.
Yeah, but I couldn't find it. And but also it's very expensive. We have also. And you better use the book in library. And he mentions about the flawed excuse. It's a very interesting point. You can really learn something, see? Which is very close to the Zen teaching on Buddhism. No matter how long I try to talk about the almost the same as this, but people don't believe me because I am particular, so-called Buddhist. And also I have a particular name, so-called Japanese. So even though I say so, completely taking off my clothes, cultural clothes and races and the whatever it is, I try to close off, take off. Not the cultural background, and then show that what the human life is, but people don't believe it. Still, the people look at me through the glasses, sunglasses. So I think that's why, please read this one, this book. Maybe you can believe it. Very interesting. Okay, do you have a question?
Do you have another poem, like Plop, to tell us?
Do you have another poem, simple poem? Like that. Anyways, one.
I have one by Ryokan. Goes months past, days pile up like one intoxicated dream, an old man sighs.
Thank you very much.